Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and it's so great to see you again.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. You've come to the right place today. Our topic is around town.
And our title is a police officer. A police officer. Peter, where do police officers work?
Well, many of them work at the police station. Others work on the roads and highways. If you look carefully, you can see them in their police cars or on their bikes.
Police officers are very important people. Let's learn about who they are and what they do. Here's Peter with our Read It.
Rob is talking to Police Officer Carl. He is not wearing a uniform. He is not on patrol today. The police do many things. They patrol the city. They stop crimes and help people. Carl is a traffic cop. Sometimes people drive too fast. He gives them tickets. People also drive and talk on their cell phones. That isn't safe. He gives them tickets, too.
Thanks, Peter. So, why are police officers so important?
Well, because it's their job to protect us. They might make sure that everyone is safe.
Yeah, but what if something bad happens and they're not around?
Then you have to call them. In America, you can call them by dialing the number 911.
That's right. That's very important to know. And it's also important to know our key words. Here's Christina to show us.
Hello, Rob. 今天访问的是一位警察。警察就是 police officer。先说 police 这个字，它是警方、警察单位的统称。所以打电话报警的话，就说 call the police。而名词 officer 其实泛指警察、军官、公务员或是官员，所以 police officer 指的就是警官或是警察人员了。受访的警员 Carl 说，警察的工作之一就是防止犯罪，协助人民。We stop crimes and help people。这里的名词 crime 就是犯罪活动、违法的行为。Carl 是一名交通警察，如果有人开车超速，他就会开罚单。Some people drive too fast. 句尾的 fast 可以当副词，表达很快的。还有人边开车边讲手机，这些人也会吃罚单。Some people drive and talk on the cell phones. 名词 cell phone 就是手机、行动电话。
Welcome to Let's Talk.Now, here's your host, Rob!
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about police officers. Please help me welcome my guest, Officer Carl. Welcome to the program, Officer Carl.
Thank you, Rob.
Carl, you're a police officer, but you are not wearing a uniform.
That's right, Rob. I am not on patrol today.
I see. Well, what does a police officer do on patrol?
Well, we stop crimes and we help people.
That's not an easy job.
Rob has a very special guest on his show today. His name is Officer Carl. Peter,Why do we call him Officer Carl and not just, well, Carl?
Well, we call him Officer Carl because of his job. He has a very important job to do, and we should respect him and call him that.
That's right. Well, Carl, or Officer Carl, is a police officer. He protects people and makes sure that they are safe.
We talked a little bit about what a police officer is, but let's talk about it some more.
Police officers do many different things. They keep us safe, they make sure cars are not driving too fast, and they keep the bad guys off the streets.
Well, do you know any police officers?
I do. My dad's friend is a police officer. Anytime he got a call, he would get into his police car and be where he had to be, even if it was really late at night.
So Carl is a police officer, but he is not wearing his uniform. He is not on patrol today.
Yeah, if he was on patrol, then he would be working. He would be out doing his job. Well, right now, Christina is doing her job, so let's visit her. She will tell us more about on patrol.
今天 Rob 访问的是一名警察。警察先生 Carl 说今天不上班，不用巡逻，所以不用穿制服。他说 I'm not on patrol today. 警察的巡逻就是 patrol。他说 not on patrol 表示他今天不用当班。我们来看看介系词 on。on 可以用来表达人处在某种状态中，比如有人晚上要值班的话，就说 He is on duty tonight。名词 duty 就是职务或职责，所以 don't smoke when you are on duty。当班的时候不要抽烟。另外，如果你在休假，就用 on leave， 因为 leave 有离开的意思，所以离开工作岗位 on leave 就是休假中。Sarah is not in today. She is on leave. 再看一个 He is in Japan on business. 他到日本洽公。On business 表示出公差，处理公务中。
Thank you, Christina. Carl is not on patrol today because he is on Rob's show. But if he was on patrol, he would be stopping crimes and helping people.
Crimes are bad things people do. Stealing things from a grocery store is a crime. Taking someone else's money is a crime too.
Yeah, one time I saw a group of people doing some bad things in a park.
What were they doing?
Well, they were spray painting the walls and the signs around a park. That is a crime. A few minutes later, a police officer came.
So we should be thankful for police officers. That's not an easy job.
That's not an easy job. And that's today's
calendar phrase.
That's not an easy job.
That's not an easy job.
那不是件容易的工作。
Oof. I worked all day. I cleaned the basement.
That's not an easy job.
I cleaned the kitchen.
Ooh, that's not an easy job.
And I cleaned the bathroom.
Ooh, that's not an easy job.
So, what did you do?
The easy jobs.
That's not an easy job.
That's not an easy job.
那不是件容易的工作。
What a great calendar phrase. So police officers, like Carl, do not have an easy job. They work hard and are always thinking about other people.
And we have been working really hard too. And you too. You know, I think it's time we take a short break. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back.If someone commits a crime, police officers will take that person to jail. Peter, can you tell us what a jail is?
Well, no one wants to be in jail. You have to stay there until your time is up. This will stop you from doing a crime again. Ooh, I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah, going to jail is not a good thing. All right, friends, well, let's continue. Let's watch Conversation B together.
I am a traffic cop. I patrol the roads and keep the streets safe.
That's important. Do you give tickets?
Yes, I do. Some people drive too fast. That isn't safe.
No, it's not.
And some people drive and talk on their cell phones. I give them tickets too.
Good. That really isn't safe.
We are learning a lot about Rob's guest, Carl. Carl is a police officer. He stops crimes and he helps people.
Right. Carl has a very important job to do. He is a traffic cop. He patrols the roads and keeps the streets safe.
Yeah, part of his job is to give tickets. If someone is driving too fast or if someone parked in a place where they shouldn't be parked, he will give them a ticket.
You know, I don't think Christina ever got a ticket. She is a great driver. Let's see what she has to say right now. Hi, Christina.
Carl 说他是一名交通警察，所以 Rob 就问 Do you give tickets? 我们学过名词 ticket 就是车票、门票、入场券的意思。比如说 I have 2 tickets for the movie tonight. 我有两张今天晚上的电影票。或者 I keep the train ticket in my wallet. 我把火车票放在皮夹里。不过今天 Rob 问的 Do you give tickets? 这里的 ticket 却是违反交通规则所开的罚单。如果有人说 I got 2 tickets this morning, 表示这个人早上被开了两张罚单。而 Carl 的工作就是给违规的人开罚单。开罚单就是 give tickets.
Thank you, Christina. As a traffic cop, Carl gives tickets. I think this is a good thing because when people drive too fast, that isn't safe.
Right. Friends, don't drive too fast or you might get a ticket.
Carl also gives tickets to people who drive and talk on their cell phones. Yeah, this is really dangerous.
Yes, it is. When driving, it is important to pay attention to the road. If you are on your cell phone, you can hit another car and cause an accident.
Marie, what other things should you not do while driving?
Well, you shouldn't be driving and eating at the same time. Or you shouldn't be drinking coffee or soda while driving either.
Yeah, you probably won't get a ticket for doing these things, but you need to be thinking about other people and yourself. This is very dangerous.
Yeah, that really isn't safe.
Hey, Marie, you just used today's grammar point. Here's Rebecca to tell us more about it.
Hey friends, let's have some fun and learn today's grammar point. Today you are going to learn how to use the words that isn't. And of course, the best way to understand how to use these words is through some examples. First, that isn't my book, or that isn't good. Got it? Then go ahead and use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Let's practice making a few sentences together. That isn't mine. That's yours. That isn't a bad idea.
I have one. That really isn't important. Well, actually it is. Friends, try making a sentence on your own.
Well, it's great to have people like Officer Carl around. Peter, I think it's important to thank police officers. Without them, this world would be pretty bad.
I agree. These people do a job that we don't think about every day. I think they would be very happy if you said thank you to them.
Yes, they would. It would make them feel really good. All right. Well, now it's time to review those keywords. Let's review together.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Police. Police. He's in the police car.
Officer. Officer. Police officers help people.
Crime. Crime. Stealing is a crime.
fast. Fast. Don't drive so fast. It's not safe.
Cell phone. Cell phone. Rose called me on her cell phone. All right, friends, those are the key words. Make sure to be practicing them with your friends and at home. And now let's take a look back at our lessons one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about police officers. Please help me welcome my guest, Officer Carl. Welcome to the program, Officer Carl.
Thank you, Rob.
Carl, you're a police officer, but you are not wearing a uniform.
That's right, Rob. I am not on patrol today.
I see. Well, what does a police officer do on patrol?
Well, we stop crimes and we help people.
That's not an easy job.
I am a traffic cop. I patrol the roads and keep the streets safe.
That's important. Do you give tickets?
Yes, I do. Some people drive too fast. That isn't safe.
No, it's not.
And some people drive and talk on their cell phones. I give them tickets too.
Good. That really isn't safe.
Peter, look at this photo. As you can see, there was a car accident. What do you think happened?
Whew, there could be a lot of reasons. Maybe the person was talking on their cell phone. Or maybe the driver saw an animal on the road. Or he turned the other way without realizing there was a tree.
Yeah, car accidents happen so quickly, but they can easily be avoided. So what causes accidents?
Well, about 22% of accidents happen because the driver is tired. Friends, if you are feeling tired, please don't drive your car. If you see a friend who is tired, make sure they don't drive either, okay?
Yeah, taking the subway or taxi is much safer. Now, about 13% of accidents are caused because of drinking. Now, this doesn't mean drinking juice or soda. In this case, we're talking about alcohol, like wine or beer.
So, like in English, we always say, don't drink and drive. Now, 6% of accidents happen because someone drives when they are sick.
Oh, no. Well, if you're sick, stay at home or have a friend drive you. Wow, a lot of things can cause accidents.
Yes, well, I hope you learned a lot. Now it's time to look at our jungle chit-chat. Let's watch together.
Hey! No! Stop! Don't do that!
Ginger, what are you doing?
I'm stopping crime.
Stopping crime?
Yes. Sometimes people drive too fast.
That's not safe.
I'll give them a ticket.
But...
sometimes people drive and talk on their cell phones.
That's not safe.
I'll give them a ticket.
But...
when people do things that aren't safe, I'll give them a ticket.
Ginger, you can't give people tickets.
Why not?
You're not a police officer.
But I want to stop crime.
Sorry, can't do it.
It's Monday, and that means it's time for us to answer some questions. All right, here's question number one. What is Carl's job? What is Carl's job?
The answer is in conversation A. He is a police officer. Here's question number two. Are police officers important? Why or why not? Are police officers important? Why or why not? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Are police officers important? Of course they are. Without police officers, the roads would be a chaos. You know, police officers often are mean and angry, but without them, cars would go beyond the speed limit. They would pass red lights on the traffic lights, or they probably won't wear seat belts because no police officers will catch them.
Are police officers important? Why or why not? Well, I think police officers are very important. Being a police officer requires a lot of courage because they protect and help people in their communities. If someone is in trouble, they can call the police to help them. If someone is driving too fast, a police officer will be there to stop them. We don't live in a perfect world. Police officers make our world a better and safer place.
Are police officers important? Yes, of course they are. We can walk down the road and not worry about someone robbing us or hurting us. I once lost my wallet, and thanks to the help of police officers, they found my wallet again, with all my money and my IDs inside. Some people don't trust the police officers, but there's a reason why people call them our friendly neighborhood police.
Are police officers important? Yes, I love police officers. They help other people. Sometimes things are dangerous, but police officers help make things safe. If you're driving too fast, you might get a ticket. Then you'll slow down. And police officers remind us to wear our seat belts. That's safe too. I like police officers. Thank you, police officers. Thank you.
I hope you had a great time today. We'll see you tomorrow again, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.